Star Entertainment tackles problem gambling with strict new rules. In response to growing scrutiny from government investigations and public worries about gambling addiction, Star Entertainment has created a strict set of rules designed to help its customers avoid irresponsible gambling habits. Revamped Playbreak Initiative for Electronic Gamers. The Star Club members have already been informed about the new rules. One major change is the introduction of obligatory breaks for those playing poker or electronic gaming machines. The updated Playbreak Initiative mandates a minimum 15-minute break every 3 hours to reduce the risks associated with extended gambling sessions. Moreover, the use of swipe cards will be carefully monitored to ensure that individuals do not surpass 28 hours of gambling in a week. Overstepping this limit could lead to a temporary ban from the venue for 7 days. Players of table games at Star Entertainment are advised to take at least a 30-minute respite after 6 consecutive hours of play. They will also be prohibited from gambling for over 12 hours in a 24-hour span. If this limit is exceeded, a compulsory 24-hour break from the premises will be enforced. This shift marks a significant change from the earlier strategy, which involved staff merely suggesting breaks. With these new rules, Star Entertainment is now in a position to actively enforce responsible gambling. Enhanced exclusion and remediation strategies. The updated regulations include stricter exclusion policies. Individuals who are barred from the casino 3 times in 6 months, for either 24-hour or 7-day periods, might be excluded for an entire year. Details of the remediation plan are still to be released. However, it's expected that these actions will be in line with the demands of the Queensland and NSW governments. Star Entertainment is due to reveal more about its comprehensive plan, which includes around 100 initiatives, over the coming weeks. A Star spokesperson stressed the company's dedication to re-establishing its responsibility and credibility through a multi-year program. This comes after a recent $100 million fine paid to the Queensland government and ongoing legal challenges with Australia's Anti-Money Laundering and Counterterrorism Financing Agency. Moreover, Star Entertainment is facing a pivotal 6-month window to prove its capability to independently manage its operations in New South Wales. This follows the suspension of its license in 2022 due to regulatory breaches. The company must now show substantial progress in implementing these new measures to avoid permanent license revocation.